You ready?
Yes, I am ready.
Time now for the Gump File. Why do we do it?
Stupid is.
Stupid does. Kind of a local Gump. I love this. 22-year-old Grand Coulee man learned Tuesday that the best place to try to sell Mary Jane Wanna is not outside the Grant County Courthouse. Grant County Sheriff's deputies got a call from citizens saying that there was a man outside in a black baseball cap and a red coat. He was approaching people on the front lawn wanting to know if they wanted to buy some hooch, some Mary Jane, a fatty. Deputies found Andrew Allen Kramer standing on the lawn of the courthouse, noticed the strong odor of Mary J. Wanna. He was detained, found with some portions and packages of pot in his pocket, was arrested, cited for possession of marijuana, and released. Now, the best part of the whole story.
Yeah?
The best part of the whole story. Deputy Sheriff. Actually, Sheriff Tom Jones said,
"It's not unusual to be loved
by anyone." Ba-da-da-da-da. Who knew Tom Jones was in Grant County, everybody? Thanks for coming out, Tom, and keeping the peace, baby.
That's awesome.
Yeah, thanks, Tom.
All right, here we go. A 24-year-old Florida man was arrested last month after cops found him carrying massive wads of cash during a traffic stop. Well, cops asked Adrian Warren why he had such a large amount of cash, and he responded by saying, "I don't have a job. Read between the lines."
Oh.
Turns out those lines were lines of cocaine.
Yeah.
He was arrested for cocaine distribution, smuggling contraband into a detention facility, and misdemeanor narcotic equipment possession.
Wow.
I guess he didn't realize that anything he said could and would be used against him in a court of law.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, hey, Your Honor, I ain't got a job. Why don't you just read between the paragraphs or whatever you do?
You know, he should have just got right to the point. Why do you have so much cash? Because I'm a cocaine dealer.
I'm a drug dealer. Yeah, you
period
want
the end.
My cousin sells pot and ecstasy. You want some of that? Finally, I love this one. In Brazil, there's a politician that wants to pass a law in the southeastern town to force brides to wear underpants. Ozozu Zizi claims a number of women have been going commando under their wedding dresses. They believe it will make their marriage last longer. Okay. Zizi says the new proposed law would save religious ministers from embarrassment while conducting the weddings and will preserve our sacred places. Although he says it's going to be pretty hard to enforce the law. You can't just walk up to the bride and go, "Beep, a penny, please. Got to lift your dress." Okay, she's good.
Wow.
So how are you going to do that?
Dude, can you imagine if you got that job? What do you do for a living?
Oh, you would know you wouldn't be a man. Are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah.
Wow, yeah. Hey, dude, I understand you're the penny, please. What do you make? Nothing? You do it for free?
Awesome.
High fives all around. Let's move on. There's your Gump File 614. Good morning.